Blog Talk Radio.
A pledge from President Trump speaking right now. White House.
What will I do without you? I know you're tired of being lonely. Baby girl, whip it on me, on me. That's mystical.
That's mystical?
Or she bumped me against the wall. She doing it by the boat. I can't remember all of it.
I ain't never heard it. What's it, mystical?
That's the one that made the thing, don't be scared. Get mine, you'll get yours. That's mystical.
That's so far from me.
Oh, man, mystical.
Oh, he got a rape case. Oh, you going down.
He going back down.
He's going down.
He's James Brown's nephew.
He's going down. Because you going me to round. A hole.
I don't know. I can't finish that one.
Going down. He's going. That's bad. He surrenders on a rape charge in Louisiana. Man, that's not good. That ain't healthy.
And he kind of capped it with do it, too. That's the whole thing.
That's his image.
Mystical is crazy. No, no. Mystical crazy. Yeah, see, he was crazy before he made it. He had got out of jail, made it, went back to jail for something else.
Well, man, he got a side in there.
He's been messing up.
Have you got the marker?
Not since last week.
Okay. We are live on Blog Talk.
Yep. Hey, Blog Talk. More of these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you,
all of that sounds good.
I know. I know. Don't ask me, Mark Mandy. Thank you, Jesus. And he didn't do nothing.
That's all right.
It just worked. $500,000 policy.
Is that what's planned? You're causing that to happen? So that's your break?
No, that's just a
Blog Talk break?
No, that's just me clicking on something here.
Oh, so you can play it.
I should be able to play it.
Oh, yeah. You got it. For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Oh, my God, yes.
That's good. That's good.
Like old times.
That's good. Oh, yeah. That does sound great.
That sounds great.
So now, as Blog Talk, we can call in and they can hear and we can hear and we can adjust.
It's on.
For right now, and then I'll add one more. I won't even add a camera for a while. I'll just take a break.
Yeah, I heard that.
We'll leave that little suck over there and let it rest for a minute. China is accessible by car. 40,000 people visited in 2015. The authorities said they were struggling to cope with the amount of rubbish left at the site. So only those with climbing permits would be allowed in the camp. That should sharply reduce the numbers. In January, Chinese officials said they would issue only 300 permits a year.
The BBC's Celia Hutt. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez calling a general election for April 28th. This after his minority government's budget plan was rejected by lawmakers. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
Salem Broadcasting.
Facebook could be hit with a massive fine for not better protecting user privacy.
Facebook has had several high-profile privacy lapses in the past couple of years.
Question, do we have to pay for clips if we want to play a clip inside of a show, like from another station? Can we just play it? Is that just allowed? Or do we have to have a contract with them to do that legally?
What's that?
So if I want to play a clip from NBC or an interview from NBC, can I play that and then have a conversation about it?
Should be able to.
Okay.
General Electric planning to downsize its world headquarters in Boston. GE says it will also be returning $87 million that Massachusetts spent, part of an incentive package to lure the company from Connecticut several years ago. And once again on Wall Street this hour, stocks are soaring. The Dow up 343 points. The S&P up 25. More on these stories at townhall.com.
His sheep
know his voice. And in today's plethora of voices, it's more important than ever to listen for legit teaching, to discern what's true and what's not. Turn to the Word for teaching you can trust. This radio station brings truth.
Jeff, my dog is anointed, just so you know.
I would speak.
Learn to recognize his voice on the Word. Know what's true.
Okay,
Tanisha.
By
listening to the Word.
We'll be up until 10 seconds. Word.
Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt, and you're listening in my hometown, 1440 AM, Warren Youngstown.
Go!
The following program's views, claims, or representations may not reflect those of AM 1440, The Word, or Salem Media Group.
Welcome to Tracy and Friends on AM 1440 WHKZ. You can be a part of the show by calling 216-901-1194. That's 216-901-1194. Check the show out online at tracyandfriends.com. And now, here's Tracy.
Here we go.
Well, good morning, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Hey, listen, I think I got some great news today.
Yeah, what do you think? What you got?
Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Denise. How you doing? Hey, listen, 516-595-8258, somebody prayed, because I think it works. So if you call, we'll check and see.
Welcome
to Facebook Live. Jeff. Yes.
What? I'm trying to get this number
Jeff,
down.
You don't need the number down, right?
You're
talking to me. No, you don't.
I don't need to talk to you.
You need to talk to
me. You're on the air.
So are you. What do you think you are?
I'm sorry. I forgot.
Why do you have your brown gear on?
Because it's warm. Tracy, for what I make here on Tracy and Friends, I can't afford a lot of clothes. So I wear sweatshirts over and over again. I wash them out at night and put them on again, okay? So I'm just,
you know, it costs more to wash clothes than it does to go buy new ones.
It's not by hand.
No. You got to have soap unless you're using it.
I got soap.
That's what I'm saying. No, Jeff. Hey, listen, I got stuff to talk about. It's Saturday. It's Friday.
Yeah, it is.
Valentine's Day. You guys went to dinner, went to jazz thing last night.
Yeah. Excellent show. A saxophonist, female saxophonist by the name of Jeanette Harris from Fresno, California.
Okay.
Bad girl.
So was that? Now hold on. I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Was that for you or was that for your wife?
It's for me. How about that?
Did you hear where?
But she was happy to go along.
Were you guys talking about this here or were we talking about it somewhere else that people spend like $100?
Yesterday we talked. Yeah.
You know
$337 men were expected to spend on women, and women were expected to spend $64 on men.
Well, I want you to know, I'm not a Walmart girl, and I had to go to Walmart in Warren last night.
Oh, okay, that's the Walmart.
That place is huge.
Oh yeah,
it's huge. It's a Trump huge.
It's Trump big. He could have a rally inside.
That's right.
That's right.
Move everything out. We could have a rally. Actually,
mm-hmm.
I think the shoppers are supporters. But never mind. So
that's what they tried to say.
I went to Walmart last night, and they were wiped out. I mean, Valentine's Day flowers. They were. It was worse than Christmas. I'm serious. There were stuff was everywhere. It
mm-hmm.
was gone. Valentine's Day. People came in there like, oh my God, today's the 14th. I gotta go take care of my wife. And you.
Oh, yeah.
Nuts.
They're tripping. See.
I went to the barbershop yesterday and I saw Nicole had a balloon as big as.
I saw that. I went up there and I saw that. That was really wild.
That was huge.
That was wild. That was really wild.
That was
something. Just somebody in love you sent on that big or you in trouble one.
You trying to say something.
You either in love or you in trouble.
Something.
It's one of the two.
But you guys had a good Tanisha, did you have a good Valentine?
I did. I spent most of it at the nursing home.
How was the red velvet cake that
you
made yesterday?
It was good. It was really
good. You
guys
didn't bring me a slice.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They talked about it. I said it's good. She looked at me like, what do you think? because I, you know, I do Bible study over there every Thursday. She's like, well, what do you think? Did she? She didn't bring no proof in the pudding. You could have brought a little crumb cake.
It was only two little pieces left, and I left that for my coworkers.
And I bought donuts.
I'm sorry.
I took them the donuts from here yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And did they bring me a piece of cake? Did they say, you know what, you come every week? Did they? No. That's what I say about folks.
Hey, listen. As soon as you take care of us, that we'll take care of you. I just took care of your dog. Your dog is going to be a new dog in just a couple weeks.
Don't have my dog. My dog is already.
On 10. I know.
She does not need to go any further. Her mother's already on 9.5. Please don't take us off the rails. So, Jeff.
Yeah.
Let's talk about local stuff first.
Okay. What's going on locally?
Listen, I am all for collective bargaining agreements. I am in favor of making sure our employees are taken care of.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you need to have, I believe that people that work at EVXI and these call centers,
yeah,
I believe they need
a union.
A union.
Oh, I totally
I believe
agree
that.
With that. And I'm not a union person,
and
so
I believe
much
that.
You know that.
But when you have jobs that are, but I'm not going to say, when you have low-paying jobs,
mm-hmm.
entry-level jobs, in some instances, if you have adults working there and they're not kids
right.
in high school, they should be organized.
Because
right. they have some crazy stuff that goes on, and I can't comprehend it, but then they need to hold you to a standard that's going to make that company money.
Yeah.
But Amazon.
Oh, average.
You got to understand, they're bringing in people making something like $75,000 and above.
Right.
And you come in there, and the first thing y'all start doing is the Youngstown move and start protesting because you got 25,000 jobs coming to your area that's going to bring billions of dollars, and you go out and hold a protest for the last year. Are you kidding me? And then don't forget about little OAC. She's like, well, whatever. You can leave if you want to, stay if you want to. You know, who cares?
That just shows that people can organize and fight for their community.
Yes.
You
yes.
got to be poor,
yes.
you idiot.
What in the world is she thinking as a Congress lady talking about, well, you know, it's cool, we'll find some other stuff to do. That's what she paraphrased it.
That's what she said.
She paraphrased like, oh, well, they want to, do you want to come to, I got some land on the east side of Youngstown. You can have it
yeah.
all. And
yeah.
as a matter of fact, you can have a whole airport. I can work a deal out somewhere at the Port Authority. You can have a Vienna airport, and you can put whatever you need. And the first person that comes out and decides to protest here in the valley,
right.
I'll get my sniper gun, and we'll start shooting.
I'm trying to find out how many jobs that 25. Was. You're correct. It's 25,000 jobs. I heard 75,000 something.
I've been watching. Remember, I'm on a news loop, live news loop. On no cable television.
Ridiculous.
So I've been hearing $25,000 since 5 o'clock this morning when I woke up and they were talking about I almost raised up out the bed like when I saw the World Trade Center go down.
What was the average? Remember what the average thing is?
The average pay?
Uh-huh.
No.
$120,000 average. Now, how much are you getting paid if the average pay is $120,000?
I don't know.
Out of 25,000. That's
know.
A whole. Somebody's making some huge Trump money on that one.
That's insane.
Yeah, yeah.
That's insane.
That and then AOC, she just is bungling happy. She.
Oh,
why are we doing that?
Doing that.
What'd you do?
I didn't do anything.
Is
that good?
That's
good.
Yeah, something happened.
What do you mean? I know, I hit a button.
Yeah, don't hit buttons.
No, I want to hit buttons.
Leave buttons alone.
I like to hit the button.
We were doing fine.
I know, but I hit
Leave
the button, and I'm fine.
Alone.
Thank you, Mr. Producer, because, you know, this is like, you know, it's one thing, go back, she'll push every button on the mixer. I'm saying, leave them alone.
Listen, you guys don't understand. I am a woman.
Hey, yeah, but, yeah, you like to push buttons, right?
I like to push buttons.
No pun intended, right?
I like pushing buttons.
Yeah, well, how do you think about that, Mr. Producer? A woman that likes to push buttons?
I like to push buttons. I am female. I am woman.
I think all women like. I think, oh, there you go. All women like to push buttons.
All right. I'm not going to push no buttons.
No, don't. That women
don't
that don't push buttons, have happy men around them.
You know, the cliche is happy wife.
Uh-huh, happy life.
Not happy husband, happy wife. Happy life.
Wait a minute. Happy husband. Husband will go do flip tables for you. I mean, everything. But if you push buttons, he's not going to do that. That's like putting on the brakes. A failure to communicate. Yep, that's it.
Listen here, I want you to know, I was this morning sitting up watching Bishop Tudor Bismarck and T.T. Bismarck do a seminar on husbands.
Oh, okay. And very well.
It was very, very good.
Excellent, excellent
teaching. It was very, very, very good teaching.
Wisdom beyond measure.
And listen here, I want you to know something. Women have to be happy, and you guys are made to keep us happy.
Okay.
You know I'm not married, right?
Yes. Right. What are you talking about, Willis?
You know I'm not married, right? But you know, I'm just telling you the philosophy according to Tracy, and I must have it right.
Well, anyway, the number here is what?
516-595-8258.
Okay.
And you know, it's good that I don't have an easy number. I say it slower.
Thank you. Because, man, I remember a day.
Woo, wait until I memorize it.
I thought you were speaking in tongues.
I was.
Fast as you say those numbers, you could go out there. Tracy talks so fast. You ever hear auctioneer do what he does?
I try to become an auctioneer.
I can't even do it.
And do you know that you have to be sponsored by an auctioneer to become
an
auctioneer?
Yes, I do know that.
Do you know there is only one African American auctioneer in the state, and he's probably 109?
Yeah, I heard that.
And no one else has sponsored anyone else? I got to take a break.
Okay, we got to go.
We'll be right back.
Pay the bill.
Tracy and friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Remember that number. Remember to write that down. And also call in 516-595-8258. We'll be right back. I'm going to tell you something. I was sad I seen during the break. I had to put my glasses on. Rafael
Suleiman.
If you are a high-end computer programmer in Silicon Valley, you can make between $500 to $1 million a year. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get an airplane.
I heard that.
I need an airplane, Jeff.
If I knew how, I'd probably move there.
I'm going to get an airplane. I need an airplane.
Oh, man.
What?
Oh, man.
So Josh.
The Pepperdine.
Yeah.
How long my break?
Public policy. America's unique.
Got about 30 more seconds.
Need
more time.
Oh, no. I don't need any more time. Not now.
Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
For the record. So what was it that you hit that made us fall apart?
I made the screen for Facebook larger.
Oh, and it came on.
And the mic came on.
Ah,
just on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
So now I can control it here and there.
All right.
So that's good. I just can't control Blog Talk. So at the end of the show, when it goes to countdown, I've got to cut them out.
Yeah, okay.
Just so far, that's what I'm seeing.
When they come on, they count down after us, don't they?
I put the show on beyond us, so it'll go past us. So it won't count down while we're in it.
Okay, so you went an hour and 15?
I went an hour and a half. Hour and a half.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Hey, we're back. And you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. I believe the phone number is working, and we would appreciate if you would just call and chime in so we'll know. Because if you can hear me and I can hear you, we'll be like Barney. And the call-in number here is 516-595-8258. Got Jeff Green and Miss Tanisha in studio with me, and she's helping me with my Facebook Live, making sure that we look pretty good. Jeff, it looks really good on the screen.
Very good.
It really does.
I'm happy.
I am, too. Check this out. Look at that.
Oh, we look professional there.
We look almost professional. Wait till I get my stuff on the wall.
Yeah.
Like, wait.
With the number behind you, too.
That would be smart.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you get your number. Yeah, make sure put the number on.
I gotta change this out because some of these people are coming back, and I have some of these people not returning my phone call. But we're gonna make them.
Okay.
If not, we're gonna stalk them. Then we can go protest.
Cujo, go get them. Cujo,
No.
She ready. She ready to fight.
No, she's not ready to fight. Jeffrey, let's talk about Tom McCabe, his cousin. Tom McCabe is going to be the new chairman of the Mahoney County Republican Party.
But his cousin's going to prison.
Why is he going to prison? He just wrote a book.
He wrote a book, and it's to keep, evidently to pay for to keep his wife and everybody going.
Why is he going to jail? No. Okay. I'm going to lean back.
Yeah.
Why is he going to jail?
Because he just admitted to treason.
In what way?
Well, in them trying to investigate the president because they say he could have won. Could have won with the help of Russia. Dumbest thing in the world.
I mean,
he could have won with the help of Russia, which was very stupid.
Speaking of which, did you see Kyle yesterday?
Yeah.
Did Kyle talk to you about Michelle Obama not running for president?
No.
He sent me a link, and I'm not even going to play the link. But the link is like something insane about who she is.
Okay.
That it's fake news all the way. But you've got people passing it along through text messages, through, you know, online, social media, and it should not be. And with that, that's a problem. And I've got a caller on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Tracy. How you
hey,
doing?
Hey, Tracy. How you doing?
Mark Manji.
Hey.
That's me.
Thank you for calling in. I can hear him and he can hear
me. Loud and clear.
I just wanted to make sure that the line actually existed. I'm so excited that it's working.
Hey, man, you get a bonus, Mark, because she said you fixed it yesterday.
You touched it.
I don't know what I did. Just don't undo it.
But you don't understand. I'm connected now even through Skype.
Wow.
Good. If you're connected through Skype, if I turn my stuff on, will you be able to see me talk?
No, we're not gonna go that far. No. We're not gonna play around with that. It will do that if on another. But no.
Yeah, I think you have to be on a bigger plan, right?
We got ways to make that happen, but not today. We have to make Josh happy for at least a couple more months before we start making.
I wanted to make a real fast comment on Andy McCabe. I want you to understand what this guy did. He conducted a meeting in which he got the top brass of the FBI together in a room to talk about how to overthrow the President of the United States by using a bogus amendment. And if that 25th Amendment has to do with you're physically incapacitated, mentally incapacitated. They were trying to get his cabinet members to go along with it. This is a coup. By definition, it's a coup. And
that's right.
He said in his testimony or his interview that he did it because he was concerned about Russian involvement. He was not concerned about Russian involvement because they knew exactly what was involved because the people he had in that room were complicit in the Steele dossier.
What happened?
Mm-hmm. It's called treason.
You can't go
ahead.
You can't just play it.
Oh, wow.
I had to bring him out completely out. Mark, go ahead.
Okay. At any rate, what he did was treason. I mean, they knew he used his excuse as being he was concerned about Russian involvement. He knew exactly what the Russian involvement was, including all those people in the world in that room. It had nothing at all to do with Russian involvement and everything to do with they didn't like his policies and they were trying to get rid of him. That's a real dangerous thing, and the fact that the American public is being so blasé about it is a little bit concerning.
I don't think they're going to do anything about that. I mean,
he's going to prison.
I don't think he will.
Okay.
Well, who's going to indict him?
Well, first of all,
who's going to hold the hearing?
Barr is going to have to look into that because he said that he did it.
He wrote it in his book that he did.
He wrote it in his book, and he talking about, what he's doing is he's revealing everybody that was involved in this, and which is he's throwing people under the bus. He's driving like a whole team
I'm with that.
You know, but Greyhound buses.
So, but who's going to follow up with this to make it be though he did something? Because you got to understand, Congress. Who's going to drive the force?
The FBI is going to be the source.
You really believe that?
Yes, I really believe that.
You really believe that?
Yeah, I do.
Well, he's being investigated right now. I mean, the criminal referral came from the Inspector General. Because he named McCabe's lies, but the things he's going to they're looking at are not this. This is something that is so foreign to our American way of government, and people just okay. If that were Obama that they did that to, there'd be people in jail already.
They'd be dead in the street.
No. They would never. Remember, Obama was the golden child.
Second coming.
They didn't touch him at all in anything that he did.
Not a thing.
Because if we remember, if anything that they did to him, we would have blamed because he was black. Everything that happened, it was because he was the first black president. He didn't get he got no scrutiny at all. No criticism. But then the media is in the pocket of, if I'm not mistaken, they're anti-Trump.
Well, absolutely, they're anti-Trump. But look at it. They are scaling back the, as soon as Mueller comes out, he's going to jail. He's going to do this. He's going to get over here. He's going to do that.
Are they?
They know.
Let me ask this. This weekend's conversation, what's it going to be? Is it going to be the McCabe book? Is it going to be the mudslides? Is it going to be the Trump, him coming out today saying that if it comes to Congress, he's going to sign it, but he's going to take the money and he's going to declare a national emergency? Which is going to be the lead story for the weekend? Because remember, President Trump has been controlling
On CNN?
Lead, period.
On MSNBC, it's going to be the mudslides in California, because they're not going to bring you this story of McCabe saying what he said, except on the Sunday show that he's being interviewed on. And they're not going to be talking about that because that's treason, and he's throwing all his boys, the deep state, under the bus. They're done. They are done.
The stories are going to be on Trump's exercise of executive declaring an emergency on the immigration. They're going to have him painted as Adolf Hitler, Joe Stalin, Lenin, Pol Pot, and Idi Amin, and all rolled up into one.
Let's add one. Let's add Bull Connor on top of that.
There we go.
We might as well add that because he's a racist. He's a racist. And so these people, they don't think beyond the front of their noses because if they thought and then listen to what they said. Do you realize what this man has just said? He just threw the whole DOJ under the bus.
But no one's realizing.
No, because they don't know. No. They're CNN gays.
But even if they're Fox gays, they still wouldn't have picked that up unless someone's sort of a
judge. Oh, yes, they would.
No. You would, Mark, Mike. A normal person, I'm trying to tell you, I don't know why you guys think people are normal. Or you guys are normal. You're not normal. Normal people are not paying attention to this.
Listen,
they're watching sound bites in the doctor's office.
Okay, my education and news is super spot, or CNN or MSNBC or any of them.
That's correct.
Okay, I don't need those news sources
That's
to learn
correct.
What I know. But the thing is they do this. If you listen to. If you just turned into Hannity every night or a couple nights a week.
Again.
If you did, as your news source, you would know all of this.
If you turned into Hannity and wanted to believe what he said.
Doesn't matter whether you want to believe it.
Hold on. I gotta have some respect for him to hear what he said.
Yeah.
A lot of people will turn on Hannity just like when I turn on What's the girl's name that comes on the MSNBC at night who thinks she's a man?
Rachel Maddow.
Okay, when I turn Rachel Maddow on, I have no respect for anything that she says. So it's almost like,
turn her
hold on, hold on. It's almost like, la 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 la. No matter what she says, a lot of people are the same way when they turn on Sean Hannity.
Why would they turn him on then, or turn her on?
Because they have this way of believing her and thinking that she is lying.
Well, my point is, I wouldn't listen to anybody that I didn't believe was telling. So that's why Rachel does not ever. She'll cross my path once or twice a month, maybe, but I don't listen to her because she's. Yeah, I do too.
I have to. So when I watch her again, I think she's wacky. My family loves her. My uncle. I was talking to my uncle the other day, and he's like, my girl. I'm like, who? He said, Rachel Maddow. I'm gonna talk about him. Like, what? She's a smart girl. I like her. They believe that.
She's not smart at all.
You missed the point.
She carries herself well, but the thing is, she's not that smart. And if you listen to her, you can tell she's not that smart because of how she jumps from one conclusion to another.
They make things up as they go along. But let me say
that
they say the spending binge is worse under Obama than Bush.
Okay, probably so. Don't forget that Bush got hit with 9/11, whether it was real or not.
Sure did.
Yeah, and so that stymied his presidency. Period.
That killed his whole agenda, didn't it?
Yeah.
Poor baby. But actually, it was probably a blessing because he may have had us somewhere we didn't need to be.
Well, he had you where he got you, though. You have to understand, George Bush was not a friend of America in that day, and I wish that
George
I was
judges.
Wrong. Either one of them, and
we'll
I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
You
listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call number, and it is working, is 516-595-8258. We'll see you on the other side of our break.
Hey, Tracy, I'm on my way out. You guys have a good weekend.
Can you hear the commercial right now? You hear music playing? Mark.
Oh, that's funny. Hold on. I didn't mean to do that.
Call here and tell me if you can hear what you can hear. Josh, how's the sound on your end? Flowing into our country, much of it coming from the southern border. The president saying there's no doubt that walls work. Mr. Trump also signed. Okay, Jeffrey. Good luck.
To the man who had just run for the presidency. And it
can you hear that? You can hear that? Do you hear the car?
Yeah, who was the man who just run for the presidency? Who said that?
That was McCabe. Do you hear the news?
I heard that. Hold on. I heard the commercial, the station for a minute. Yeah, I hear it, but very light.
Okay.
And
Josh? I lost him.
Yeah.
Oh, can you hear? Can you turn the feed if it comes to me?
Not really.
On Wall Street this morning. Can you hear him? Can you hear Josh?
Can you hear him loud and clear?
Oh, you can hear Josh.
Yeah. Loud and clear.
Okay. Well, I guess they don't have to hear the news. We'll just talk through it. Come and leave at just the right time, and the dog through the break. Shed.
Maybe you don't need this radiation. Maybe you don't need it. I heard that loud.
Skin, okay.
Stains get on your carpet. Stay on the word. Real life, the big things and the small things. Find out how the word.
The big thing that involved. That's loud. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
on next Saturday. What? The cultural expressions marketplace at the nursing home.
Sure.
All right.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440, our call-in number here. And it is working. Thank you, Jesus. 516-595-8258. Got Jeff Green and got Tanisha in studio, and she's going to tell you about what's going on at Dandridge Nursing Home, Legacy Dandridge over on Mumford on the east side of Youngstown.
At Dandridge Burgundy Manor, it's on 31 Maranatha Drive. We're having a cultural expressions marketplace on the 23rd. It is going to be from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. You'll be able to look at different cultural items, purchase different items, art. There'll also be entertainment. It's just going to be a lot of fun, so I encourage everyone to come out.
Great. That's cool. Thank you. That's going to be on the 24th. What day is that? 23rd?
Saturday the 23rd.
And has Youngstown State had their marketplace, or Youngstown State cultural marketplace?
They usually is at the very beginning of February.
I didn't get it. I didn't get a notice, and I wish I had, because I didn't see it.
Yeah, we were behind the eight ball on this one. February came in
quick.
Quick.
It was
and
cold.
With a lot of trouble. Because, you know,
mine didn't come in with trouble. My year came in with trouble.
My
year came in and said, hey, it's 2019. You've never seen a year like this before. Watch this.
Yeah, it did like this.
You want to see this? Let me show you your 2000. So it's in like a lion, out like a lamb.
I got one for you.
What?
What two states are in chaos right now? We just talked about one.
California and New York?
No. California's not doing this yet.
What?
New York.
Uh-huh.
And Virginia. Total chaos. And guess what they both just passed?
Abortion law?
Partial birth, late-term abortion.
New York's not in chaos. They're just stupid.
No, they're in chaos.
How's that chaos?
Because
they don't want rights.
Because
you got
a goofy... freshman representative, and she's saying really stupid stuff. And guess what?
People love her.
People that don't know love her.
Love
There's
her.
No doubt.
They love her.
If you're ignorant, do you love AOC and what she says? Now she's probably a very nice person. But the thing is she is woefully ignorant. And that doesn't make any sense because she just lost New York City 25,000 jobs.
They don't need jobs?
From an Amazon headquarters.
Listen. Lee Bezos. I'm trying to get him in Northeast Ohio.
Who?
Mr. Bezos.
I would love him.
And I think he's getting ready to be single. Shush. I got this.
He ain't going to be single.
Yeah, he's going to be. He
already got the.
That's a chick on the side.
That lady that you can't call a mistress.
No, that was a chick on the side. So the question is.
Gotta have a chick on the side.
That was a chick on the side. You got to understand, he's not going to be married. See, there's one thing to have a chick on the side and be married. It's another thing to be married and to be faithful. Now he's not going to have. He might have a chick on the side, but he'll be single.
He's not going to be single. He's going to be very much married after he gets with. Watch.
But I got to go back to the spending thing, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it says the bipartisan spending bench is now worse than under Bush and Obama. And I really want people to understand that the reason why people are spending less is because they're becoming smarter with their money.
I don't know about that.
And when I say that, 2008, if you went through that and you were damaged by that,
you're
not as high in the sky as you were, and that's going to make you curb. Because if you look at the Great Depression, people became very, very conservative in their spending, and very, very liberal in their spending, in their saving after the Great Depression.
Yeah, true.
And so when you come out of that kind of thing, you become a little bit wiser,
right,
in your spending. So you might wash clothes and not go out and buy new clothes.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Oh, I agree.
So that's they were trying to make
even
it to where
even the days of Walmart clothes.
Listen, the other day I am not lying. The other day I went to a store and I bought me a beautiful pair of blue jeans and I wore them in here and I thought I was cute. And I bent over to pick up a dime and them just broke. They split. They didn't split down the seam. They just split.
You see, you cannot buy. I never buy a bad pair of jeans. Never, because
I
learned
$9.99 for them. Just
see, I learned long. You know, you have to go to get jeans for $9.99 that are not going to do that to you.
Secondhand store.
No, well, them too. But if you want them brand new, you know where you go.
Where?
Burlington.
I don't go. You can't give them that kind of frock. No.
Oh my God! Listen. That's where I get every one of my jeans.
No, they didn't pay for that commercial.
I know, but
don't go to Burlington.
Don't go.
Go to the secondhand store
and leave more jeans there for me. Because there's always a big old cat can go in there and get some jeans that I want to get, and I get out there and looking for them, and they give me size 32s. I can't wear no 32s.
I'm a Christ mission girl.
I'm at least a 42, and I can't buy no 32. What the world is going on here?
I have another question for you. It's off the subject, just for casual conversation.
Casual.
The New England Patriots, their quarterback.
Uh huh.
His name is Brady, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tom Brady.
Now he is 40-some years old, right?
I didn't know he's 40-something.
I believe he's 40-something.
Okay.
That's why I'm impressed with him because
I thought he was 39, 41. 38, 30.
He's 41.
Okay, 41.
And so I'm impressed by him because he's 40-something and he's running around with 20-something-year-old cats still. So I'm impressed. I'm just saying that takes a lot to do that every day of the living.
Oh, I don't know about that. If you stay in shape, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, right.
getting old.
So my question now is the ball gate.
Yeah, the inflate gate.
I got the inflate gate, the ball gate.
Yeah.
I'm trying to still figure out why did they blame him? He doesn't handle the ball. Did they ever find out who took the air out the ball?
No.
So he took the fall for the ball.
Well, if he instructed the ball boy to do it.
But the ball boy's name never came out.
Yeah, it did. But they didn't pay attention to it because they were too busy trying to kill him. So he didn't win, but he won that Super Bowl anyway.
So number five was crippled because he had ball gate. No, number four was crippled because he had ball gate. But now it's okay. Let me say this right. Now it's okay because the young man who took the air out the ball, we let him have a pass because we got the big cheese.
That's pretty much what's going on.
I'm just trying to figure out how
pretty
this works.
Much.
I don't think that's a good learning mechanism for our young
I
people.
Don't either.
I mean, I don't. I just think that's bad that we allow those kinds of things to happen. That we would take the that we would go after him, not talk to the person who got in trouble, and then let him have a pass because we got the big cheese.
Well, he's the demon, but the thing is I don't see how the NFL survives even when you just played a fake Super Bowl because. The New Orleans Saints were not in the Super Bowl.
And they were supposed to be there.
That's who won that game.
So
was the New Orleans Saints.
And why do they allow that stuff to happen?
I don't know. And they're talking about, well, that's not something that we can replay. You should replay it. Because if it's a bad call, it's a bad call.
Just that simple. And it was a terrible call. I mean, flagrantly
a terrible call. So you have to wonder whether somebody got paid for point shaving.
Again, that goes to the referees.
Yeah.
So what made the referee make – because everybody said you could see it. I'm like, well, maybe they just missed it. They said there's no way that you could have missed that.
You never know whether Il Chauncey from the West Side came and talked to him and says, hey, I'll make you an offer you can't refuse. And, you know, we got this on this one and we got this on another one. And we need you to, you know – make sure that we don't get past this on this one because we have all our money here. And it'll be good for you if you work for me and do this thing.
Aren't we past that?
No, we're not past that because it still happens. And you still get the offer that you can't refuse.
Aren't we past that?
No. You were still there.
But we should be past that.
You should be past what?
The mafia days. The Don Corleone days. We should be past that.
What did War say in back in on the Four Cornered Room album?
They said War. Huh.
No, that what was Edwin Starr. No,
absolutely.
Wrong. War. War.
War.
No, that was Edwin Starr.
Oh.
War said, The world is a ghetto.
Sure did.
And it is.
It sure did.
Ain't that right, Patches?
I'm sorry. I'm holding off my dog. Young man going. He bonded $3 million.
Oh, you know, Mystical got money because when he first made his money, he went to prison. And you don't spend money while you're in prison.
No. You can't say that. You can't say, listen, when you made your money, you went to, help me with that.
He made his money off his first album. A long time. That's James Brown's nephew or something, or grandson or something like that he is.
I
knew it. See, I know all these.
You know
little...
why I don't have children?
Why? Because of that?
Because there are a couple things. One, I believe in parents being parents and us guiding them, being strict on them, loving them, nurturing them, and building them into productive adults that are God-fearing.
Mm-hmm.
So my children have the opportunity to make a few mistakes along the line.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some things that they know that they're not allowed to do. And if they should call me from there more than once,
mm-hmm.
if you send them home, you're gonna pick me up when you bring them home. You might as well come follow me home. Give me 15 minutes because we're gonna call you anyhow because I'm gonna kill you. So I was talking yesterday, and I'm talking about this young man here, and you said he's been to jail once, he's been to prison once.
Okay.
As his mother, I guess I could probably be his mom. He was born. Oh no. Oh, he's old. It took. Oh, he's 48 years old.
Mystical ain't young.
He needed to know better.
I told you he's a criminal.
Let me tell you this. When I call him back, when they came to pick him the second time, when he bonded out, if I was his mama,
yeah,
I can see my cane going up against his head because you should know better.
Mama, if she's alive, is living real large, and she didn't say nothing when he was doing dope on the street. So you can't expect mama to say nothing about him going back to prison. She gonna be fine.
I don't want my baby.
Mama wants the money.
Yeah. I don't need your money if my baby ain't here with me. I do not want my baby locked up and me outside spending my baby's money. That's insane.
He ain't dead.
He's in prison.
He's not dead though. Understand. That is one of the things that go down to the end.
What do you mean?
He didn't get killed out on the street in a drug deal. He didn't get killed on the street for any other deal. The thing is you have to take what that mama's thinking about. Because the mama evidently come up in a culture that understands or lets stand that type of lifestyle.
Okay. So say I was raised in that culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I get $1 million.
Yeah.
Why would I stay in that? It's not like I'm in the culture now. For my well being, so why would I stay?
So, same reason by what something you said a long time ago. You said we move out our neighborhoods and we go to the suburbs, and then we don't have the brain trust deal and this stuff. They don't do that. They stay in their culture, and that culture is the drug culture that they were raised in. That's all they know. And even though they haven't,
so they couldn't go into the legal. The front page of the Vindicator today says it's talking about legal medical marijuana and the legalization of it, and how much money people are making.
Tons and tons of money.
So let's try this again. You mean to tell me you decide you've got $1 million plus? If you can find yourself a $3 million and write that check,
yeah,
you're a bad dude.
He's got to have $10 million
at
least.
$3 million. You couldn't find some way to go do something else. He's on a rape charge, so you know Me Too going down.
Maybe if it can be proven.
What do you want to bet? In this climate today,
you want to make a bet that maybe some money is being spent. If he got money to spend for $3 million, hey, I didn't mean it. Here it is. And
that's something different.
You know, and he walks. And the thing is you got to understand that's how that stuff can work. Not saying that it is.
That's something different.
But, you know, one thing that I have at my disposal, I was blessed to come up in a legal house. My father was an attorney. He was both a prosecuting attorney and then a defense attorney as well.
But it's more than a legal house. You were raised in a house. I'm quite sure you didn't want to make that phone call.
Make what phone call? Oh.
Excuse me. Mom, I'm downtown and I'm in jail. And I'm quite sure that's, I mean, it's all, There's some phone call. There's some phone calls and some conversations you don't want to have with parents when I was growing up. One was I'm pregnant, and the second one I was in jail, and I don't know which one is worse.
Let me tell you what was worst. Being released to my father, who was a prosecutor of the city of Youngstown, on a drug charge.
I mean, gentlemen, there are some conversations, and there's some there's a bad conversation, a bad day.
I can't imagine that the pain that I'm trying to forget about right now.
That would be bad.
That I went through. It was very bad.
That would be bad.
4 o'clock in the morning. It was really bad.
That conversation
mm-hmm.
is a long night. I got.
Thank God for Jesus.
Listen, I got caught taking liquor bottles out. I think I was ninth grade. And I had them in my backpack. We were on the way to the football game, and we had our fifth of liquor. And the bottle said, clink. And my mom said, what is that? And I said, nothing. She said, well, let me see. Oh, that was a long night.
Oh
my God. That was a long night.
Well.
And you think I want to call up and tell her I'm incarcerated because I was selling drugs?
What, do you remember when Earth, Wind, and Fire came here before they made it?
No, I was too young.
To the Elks. Well,
to the Elks?
Yeah.
Did they really?
Buckeye Elks Youth Center.
That was in the early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, I was only a puppy.
Don't matter. Leave Cujo out of this. Cujo's only a puppy. But anyway, yeah. I got beat down for that situation. It was so crazy. And... because my father just about had it with me and my brother with stuff. And, you know, he got warnings about things because people liked him, you know, and that's how that can work. But guess what? If they didn't like him, I might be in prison today.
But even if they had liked him, that was a long night, Jeff.
Oh, it was a very long night. I got beat as the sun was up.
That's a long night, baby. That was a long night. I can't tell you. I
tell you what. Thank God for Jesus for real. Salvation. Salvation.
Well, salvation
saved me.
Salvation saved
in you. More ways than you can imagine. Whole, sozoed.
I'm just saying. all I know is, you know, we had parents.
We had parents. And I had two.
We had parents, and then when you have parents, it's really kind of special when you really think back. I mean, even when you look back, and you can feel the conversation, you can feel the pain. It's almost like, oh, that was a bad idea. I don't know what I was thinking.
And when the rolled up belt doesn't stop, you just say, let it stop.
The belt came with conversation. They had to talk through it, and I think they had to take a breath. So they were, because it wasn't like they was working out. They had to sit down, take a breath, and have a conversation with you, and then come back when they thought about it again.
Oh, no, I didn't ever get one like that. But, you know, what I had was sequential. Either the mama started, and then daddy finished it, or the daddy started it, and the mama would finish it. That's how we went. And then you had to talk to your grandparents. Oh my God!
And
for them to look down on you was just the most terrible feeling in the world. For them to think bad of you.
Yeah, it was. And even today, as adults, you think about your parents, their name, and what they gave you. Speaking of which, let's go to Jesse Smollett.
Mr. Jesse.
Listen here. Smollett. Something happened, but whatever happened didn't happen the way he said happened.
No.
At 2 o'clock in the morning on the coldest day there is in Chicago. And
ever. It was a historically cold night.
And if you go tell a lie, don't tell an empire lie. Because you went too far.
Jesse, 20 below zero. There's nobody out looking for you to beat you down and call you, bad word for homophobia or whatever you call it. And then throw bleach on you in 20-degree weather because bleach would have frozen before it hit you anyway.
Not only that, bad. No. Skip the bleach. Skip the noose around the neck.
Yeah, then they put a noose around your neck.
They were walking down the street with a noose like they knew who
a
you were.
A noose and
but
bleach.
Then, but also, they knew who you were at two o'clock in the morning on your way to Subway. They knew who you were.
In the dark.
But because they watch Empire every week. They sitting up waiting for the next episode just like me.
Racist white folks. You,
that's right.
You're the latest? know the subject, the people that they think might have done it?
No.
To Nigerians.
No, Jeff.
They are the latest suspects in the Jussie Smollett.
This reminds me of the priest over in Warren.
Yeah.
Who tried to kill himself and blamed it on the black robber.
That's right.
And he was actually suicide. That's what this reminds me of.
Absolutely.
This reminds me of the priest over in Warren years ago who was trying to kill himself because he got caught with his hand in the cookie jar.
Yeah.
And blamed, or the lady who drove the kids off the cliff into the water.
Yeah, yeah.
And said the black folks helped.
Black folks did.
That's right. Well, listen, we're done for the day.
Really?
Wow.
That is remarkable.
Oh, we did get one call, and we know it does work. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'll try to make sure it stays just like this for next week. God bless you guys. Have a good day. You've been listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. We have a call-in number, and it is 516-595-8258. And if you pray, it'll work. I want to thank Josh for being my engineer and helping me out and being great. WHKZ and Salem Broadcasting and God. I want to thank
best
God.
In the West. West Cleveland at least. Know that.
And Tanisha, thank you for helping me make this happen today and helping me with my camera. We'll see you guys on Facebook Live. You guys have a good day. And those of you who are listening on Blog Talk, we can go until we say goodbye. We'll see you guys later. God bless and have a good day.
The preceding program.
So glad we had this time together. Who was that? Carol Burnett.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to have
her
sing a song.
Yeah.
And so now we can disconnect and we can continue on with Blog Talk if we want to.
If we so desire.
And we can.
Hey, Blog Talk.
We can continue on Facebook Live. We can continue. I'm just saying so that we know. Hey guys from Facebook Live. Hey Royal, how you guys doing? Sherry.
Who?
Tina, Sherry Elkins.
Yes, hey Sherry.
She's out
but
there.
But you said who? Royal.
Royal Bayan. He's out there. He said.
Call me, man. We supposed to talk business.
And Tina, I didn't see your message about us giving the phone number for vendors. Sorry about that. So we got that. That works.
Yeah.
I can disconnect now, and we'll see you guys. God bless you, and we'll see you guys next week.
Jesse,
I didn't get to J-Lo. I can't believe y'all mad because she did the salsa for the
Listen, my daughter and I went off on J-Lo doing that.
What's wrong?
I looked on Facebook. Everybody was hot about it.
What's wrong with it?
They said that she's not real. She's not genuine.
Genuine what?
Motown. She don't know nothing about that.
She doesn't. Neither do the rest of us. We were puppies.
Well, who's puppies?
You
wasn't no puppy either.
I was a puppy.
No, Motown lasted well into the 90s.
As a matter of fact, the second place that I went when I went to Los Angeles, the second place that I went was to the Motown building on the corner of Sunset and Vine. I spent a lot of time there. You know, what's sad about this, and this is what I have a problem with J-Lo and everybody else. They're mad about her, and she's not genuine Motown, but we don't have a Motown anymore.
No more Motown.
And how do we get to 2019 and you can't tell me of a Motown? We do not have a building with our names on it that's Motown. We are rapping, we are singing, we are dancing, but we don't own any distribution companies. We don't own any record companies like that. We don't own any mastery companies like that. Please explain that to me when we have billions of dollars and we want to blame D-White and Lord.
But you have a lot of independent black owners, though.
You got a lot of independent
labels.
You got independent black owner labels, but they're not collectively. They would do more than they would if they were than they are independently.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no Motown. I remember I was proud to see Motown see the emblem up on the corner of that building.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any of those anymore. What are you doing, Jeffrey?
Your dog is climbing up on me.
Oh. You and dog.
I love dogs.
She loves you too.
No, she don't.
Yes, she does.
Let me try to leave. She loves me for her.
Oh.
She doesn't love me for me.
Oh, this here is Patches. This here is Patches. I'm not letting you sit up here too long because I have hair all over me.
Oh, we got to get Patches. patches together. Patches, we got help coming.
Help coming.
You just hold on for a couple days,
so
okay?
So they're mad because she's not real.
She's not.
Real Motown?
Well, you had Diana Ross there, of course.
Okay.
I don't think you still have people like the Temptations around and some of the other people from back in the day.
No, you don't have any. You got Temptations around, but ain't a temp in town.
There's not temp. They got a brand new record out.
And listen. No,
just dropped last week.
Listen, that's because they didn't copyright. Anybody can be a temp. I can become a temptation. Heard it through the grapevine.
I think this was Otis's temptation. Well, I think he died, didn't he?
I believe. So. I don't think there's a temp live.
No, there's a couple. There's one live.
No, okay, but there's one, but there's not
the very original. Okay,
right.
Glenn is still alive there, but Otis was a legitimate temptation.
Is what's his name still alive?
Who?
David.
No, not David Ruffin.
David Ruffin.
No,
he died early.
David Ruffin. I told you. Yeah, I told you a little known historical fact about Youngstown and the Green family.
No.
David Ruffin OD'd in my cellar, in my basement. He, he had relatives here.
The Ruffins?
Mm-hmm.
Michael and Milton.
His relatives.
I didn't know that.
So he would come to town quite often. He was good friends with my brother. Shot a speedball. That was what the drug culture back then. I didn't do that stuff. Okay, I was too young anyway. Thank God, because they're 7 years older than me.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Old as dirt.
No, well, that's it. They were 7 years older than me.
Jeff, you're 17 years older than me.
I'm not 17 years older than you.
You're retirement age.
I retired when I was 50. What you talking about?
That's what I mean. You're retired.
Okay.
You are 17 years older than me.
I'm going to have my 50th birthday party celebration this summer.
That's funny. That is funny.
Yeah, somebody said,
that is funny.
You just turned 50? I said no, but I didn't have a party when I turned 50, so I have my 50th birthday party.
That is good.
I'm going up to the Lake Erie. That's what I'm going to do. How about that? Get a bus chartered, get on the boat,
yeah.
and have a jazz band play, have my 50th birthday party. Mm-hmm.
Oh man, you want to have a
50th? 50. Cost you $125 to go.
So you know, but you like them people that have birthday parties at the restaurant and tell you got to pay for your own meal.
No, you do. Yeah, you gotta pay for your own meal. It's my birthday, not theirs.
No, that's not how that works.
How do you think it works? I gotta pay everybody to come. Like I ain't got no friends. That's sort of. Can you turn it up and down?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I must say.
Yes. It's almost right.
Found out yesterday, don't you know I?
Oh, I heard it.
How much longer would you be mine?
This is the original.
I know.
This is the original one.
Who is that? Is that that David?
That's
Dennis Edwards. That sounds like when Dennis was singing.
It was the original
Dennis.
So it had to be Dennis.
That's Dennis. Where you guys at out there? Blog Talk, anybody there?
Ain't nobody at Blog Talk. Nobody's out there at Facebook. Who's out there? Who's watching now? Tina's out there. She just got a computer on. She can't be sitting at the computer all the time.
Tina who?
Tina Jackson over there.
Oh.
So, Jeff, we're done. We're done. I'm going to put this sucker down.
We
God
know
bless
how to
you
do
guys.
It now.
We pray.
This is how we do it.
I'm just happy that it works. You don't understand. I can go out and celebrate.
Because Blog Talk doesn't like nobody does.
Well,
I'm glad I don't have to sing this weekend. Oh, my God.
This is good.
Yeah, I'm loving that.
This is good.
Monday...